Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The following podcast episode was a previously recorded Facebook Live video. Hey, my beautiful selfish babes. It is your girl, Olanike Osi here, bringing you another selfish talk. And today I want to talk about ancestors, spirit guides, angels, and who are they? A quick little overview and how all of this is kind of related, like, to your self-love and your self-care. And so for those of you who don't know me, my name is Vanessa. I also go by Olanike Osi on social media, and I'm a self-love empowerment manifester. And what that means is that I teach women how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. And that can be through doing different activities and just really allowing women to really get back to their true self, to really understand that if they really want to see change in their life, it's going to be up to them. And so, hello, my beautiful selfish babes. Thank you for joining. Thank you for tuning in. I wanted to do this selfish talk on ancestors, angels, and spirit guides, because I know for me, in a part of my personal life and my personal journey and my spiritual journey, I've really learned a lot within the last maybe like 3 years, 3 to 5 years. And as I mentioned before, I'm really into the unseen world, because in order to get to the seen world, a lot of the stuff that we see now is created in the unseen world, the non-physical world. And for me, when I started to learn about ancestors and like how they interact with my life and the purpose that they serve in my life, and just being able to feel that love from them, even though I may not have met my ancestors, has really been a really huge part of my personal development. And whether you are from a religious background or you're not religious, I think that you can learn something from ancestors, from spirit guides, from angels. So whatever religious background you are or non-religious background you are, I do believe that you can learn something from this. And for those of you who do not know what ancestors are basically family members, blood relatives who have passed on into the afterlife, who are no longer living with you today. And in my tradition, we say ancestors, like, not every person that's in your family is an ancestor. When we say ancestors, we're talking about your good ancestors, your ancestors who were those of good character, because you sometimes have those family members who are not people of good character. You know, there's some people that have molesters and pedophiles, rapists in their family, so we wouldn't necessarily call those people in your family a ancestor, because they weren't people of good character. And so when we're saying ancestors, we mean people that were of good character. And those are people who are no longer with us anymore. Those are people who have passed on into the afterlife. And so if you know about energy, energy works whether we see it or not. Things are created, things are vibrating whether we see it or not, right? And so when it comes to ancestors, there are family members who have passed on, but they are still available to help us here in our present lives. And so although your ancestors may have passed on, that doesn't mean that they are not able to still hear what it is that you're saying, that they are still not available to help you here in this world, in this physical world. They may have passed on energetically, but if we understand that everything is made up of energy, we understand that energy is just transformed. So although you may not be able to see your loved one anymore, although you may not be able to speak to whoever may have passed on, a good ancestor of yours, that doesn't mean that they cannot help you here in the physical realm. And so for me, I personally believe in my ancestors. And I practice an African spiritual tradition called Ifa, and it's coming from the Yoruba people of Nigeria. You guys can Google Ifa, I-F-A, for more information. But in my spiritual tradition that I practice, we honor our ancestors. We give reverence to our ancestors. I speak to my ancestors. Like I'm talking to you guys now, I will have an altar set up in my house and I will speak to them. I will tell them what my needs are. I will pray for them, and I'll also pray for my family and pray for whatever it is that my family may need. And so I know that my words are energy, and I know that they carry an energy, and I know that my ancestors have a certain type of energy, and they can work in the unseen world, right? They can move things in the unseen world or help me with things here in this physical world. So when I'm sitting in front of them, when I'm communicating with them, when I'm talking to them as if I'm having a regular conversation. When I pray, I'm in deep prayer, I'm speaking to them and letting them know what it is that I want or what it is that I need right now. And for me, I know that my ancestors are walking with me because I see a lot of double numbers like 1111 or 11 or 1. When I see those numbers, I know that those are numbers of my ancestors. And if you learn into numerology, you'll kind of like understand that as well. But when it comes to self-love, the reason why I wanted to talk about this in the first place, ancestors, spirit guides, or angels, when it comes to self-love, I think it's super important, no matter what religion you are, to understand that there is an unseen world. And a lot of this, it's also interacts with manifestation. And so if you understand there's an unseen world, you will understand that your ancestors are still living on in an unseen world and they're helping you. And so for me, in my personal beliefs, I don't really believe that people die and we no longer see them. I believe that people pass on from their physical body, but their spirit still lives on. And because their spirit still lives on, I can still communicate with their spirit. And I know that they're helping me. And so when it comes to self-love, I think that as a selfish babe, it's good to kind of understand that. Hey, Crystal, it's good to understand that, but it's also good to acknowledge this aspect, because when you're working on manifestation, when you're trying to get through something, when you're really just trying to manifest a better life for yourself, you're working on your goals, you're working on your dreams, you're working on your desires, it's just good to feel like you're not alone. I mean, a lot of times I feel like a lot of people feel lonely in the world, and I totally get it. And especially in America, people feel lonely. And because people feel lonely, they feel depressed. And so when you understand that you are not alone in this world, when you understand that you have a team cheering for you that you may not be able to see, it makes doing your goals and your dreams a little bit more easier. It makes loving yourself a little bit more easier because you have a team of people that you cannot see that are backing you up. So just like you guys are seeing me right here, surrounding me that you may not see and surrounding you that you may not see are your ancestors that stand behind you. You have your great grandmothers, you have your great great grandmothers, you have your great grandfathers. You know, you have all these people, great aunties, all these people that have passed on, that lived life, that had energy, and you are the next generation. And so for me, it is my rightful duty to honor my ancestors. It is my right to show them love because I know that they still want me to do things here in this realm. And so when you're looking at yourself as coming from a legacy of people, to just think that there's nobody around you, nobody protecting you, nobody listening to you, your family members have just passed on and that's it. And that's it. That's the end of life. For me, it doesn't give you a stronger sense of purpose. It doesn't give you a stronger sense of legacy. And for me, I know that because my ancestors have my back, I know that because I have ancestors and I'm steeped in that, I understand that I'm carrying on a legacy. I understand that I'm carrying on a purpose. It's just like when I have kids, I want my kids and my great-grandkids to honor me. I want them to talk to me when I pass on into the non-physical world. I want them to communicate with me. I want them to let me know what they need so that I can help them carry on their legacy and carry on our generational legacy. So I believe that each and every one of you have a purpose in this life. You have something that you're here to do in this lifetime. And in order to manifest and create what it is you're here to do in this lifetime, it takes an army of people behind you, and you may not notice that they're there, right? And that's what I call your ancestors, your spirit guides, even your angels. You may not notice that they're there, but they are there to help you. They are there to protect you. They are there to guide you. They are there to give you little hints, different things like that. And so whether or not you're coming from a religious background or a non-religious background, I think it's just good to understand this, because when it comes to self-love, you want to know that you are a part of a legacy somehow. And because you are a part of a legacy, you have to carry this on. In order to carry this on, understanding and knowing that you have guides around you, it just makes it a little bit more easier. And it makes you able to look out for those signs of, oh, that's my ancestor speaking to me, or oh, that's an angel, or that's a spirit. I mean, I've heard a story where one woman spoke about, you know, she had a miscarriage, but she knows that through her business that she's manifested, that her angel baby, which is the baby that passed on through her miscarriage, she understands that her angel baby is watching over her and protecting her. And so It does. Sometimes it doesn't matter the age of your angel, of your spirit guide. It's just as long as they have passed on into the next realm, into the non-physical realm, they're able to help aid you and be there for you and protect you. But they cannot do that unless you call upon them, unless you acknowledge them. It's kind of like you have an army of people watching you, but they really can't intervene in your life unless you kind of, you know, call them out or say, hey, I really want to connect with you. And some of you guys may want to be connecting with your ancestors, your spirit guides, and your angels. And I think that's super dope. That's super cool. And within the Selfish Babe Resource Library, I have a nightly prayer. And in that nightly prayer, I actually have it here. Actually, it's on my phone. In that nightly prayer, I talk about, you know, I say thank you to my ancestors. You know, I say thank you for what they do for me every day. And so if you're a woman that really wants to start connecting with the unseen world, connecting with your own spirit guides, connecting with your own ancestors and with your own angels, use your mouth. It's as simple as using your mouth. You know, maybe going in quiet meditation for 5 minutes and saying out loud, you know, my name is so-and-so. I would like to connect with my army of ancestors of good character. My name is blah, blah, blah. This is what happened today. For example, I have an altar in my room. In the altar in my room, I have a picture of deceased people in my family that were people of good character. I have, you know, a candle. I have water. Sometimes I'll give them a plate of food. Food, why? Because food is energy. And so that's just me exchanging energy. And so in my specific spiritual practice, we practice the art of reciprocity. Reciprocity means you give and you receive and you give. So in terms of speaking with my ancestors, angel guides, or spirit guides, I may come to them knowing that I want something. And so I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to have a conversation with them. I'm going to give them some food that I cooked, and then I'm going to ask for what I want, and I'm going to wait, and I'm going to know that it's coming. And so it's kind of the same thing with manifestation, but in a different way, knowing that you have your helpful guides along with you. And so when it comes to angels, angels don't necessarily have to be deceased family members. It could just be different energies and spirits that you may not have ever met or known about in your family that just kind of walk with you. Some people have dreams. Some people have feelings. Some people, you know, can see different kinds of numbers. Like I mentioned, I see 11 or I see the number 38, which equals 11 or 9. I see those numbers a lot. And so when I see those numbers a lot, I know that my ancestors are communicating with me. And so a simple way, like let's say that you really, really want to connect with your ancestors. This is what I would suggest. From my personal spiritual practice, usually all you need is a white candle, a bowl of water, good intention, good thoughts, and if you have any pictures of any deceased ancestors of good character, then you can have those pictures up. If you don't, it's cool. You don't want to have any pictures of any living people on your altar, but you take the bowl of water, you take the candle, you take your good intentions, you light the candle, you have the bowl of water, you pray good intentions over that bowl of water. The fire, the light ignites, you know, ignites the, it's kind of like a lighthouse, letting your ancestors know, hey, I'm here, I'm here. The water is in, the water symbolizes communication. So having that water there is really, really good. It symbolizes life as well. And then your good intentions. And you can say a simple prayer. Hey, my name is Vanessa, blah, 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 and I want to really connect with my ancestors of good character. I'm asking that you guys help me in any way possible. This is what I'm looking for. Show me a sign. Show me a dream. Let me know that you guys are communicating with me. And, you know, sometimes a sign may be as simple as finding a feather on the staircase. I know one time I was saying something to myself. I was just talking randomly to myself, and I was coming home, and I noticed I had a feather, like, on the way to my house. And, you know, for me, feathers represent ancestors, and I was like, oh, I know that was a sign from my ancestors. And sometimes I'll just be out, and I'll maybe confused about something, right? Maybe confused about something, and I'm like, man, can you guys show me a sign that I'm on my right path? And boom, the sign will be there. I remember one time, a couple months back, I was like really confused. I was really confused, and I was wondering if I was on my right path in life. And I went outside on the patio, and I said, you know, if I'm on the right path in life, if I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing, please show me a sign. And I think it was like maybe like 2 minutes, there was a white butterfly that flew by. And I was like, and it flew by, and then it flew by, like, on me. Like, first it flew by, and I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. That's a nice little sign. But then it, like, flew, like, over me and around me. And I was like, my ancestors know me. They know that I need direct signs. And so seeing that white butterfly, although it flew by, I was kind of like, oh, okay, cool. That's a nice little sign. But then they was like, no, Vanessa needs direct answers. So they made sure that butterfly flew around me to let me know, hey, yeah, we just heard what you said. You're on the right path. Boom, boom, boom. And so, yeah, Miss Clemens, she says, I know my grandmother is with me when I see elephants. Hey, everybody has their own different signs and symbols. And so there's no one way cooker cutter street. It's kind of like, what is in within you? What is the representation that is coming from you and from how your ancestors communicate? Just like Miss Clemens says, like, okay, when she sees elephants, that's cool, that's dope. For me, when I see feathers, or when I see the number 11, that's for me, or when I see butterflies, you know? So it's good, Miss Clemens, that you know what your sign is. So I'm just saying that as women, with the energy that we hold, like, we are coming from a legacy. I think it's very important that we acknowledge that we have some type of legacy behind us and that we continue the legacy. The fact that we can simply bear children, right? We can bear children. We're creating the next generation. And so for me, you just have to acknowledge them. Like, even if you're like watching this, you're like, oh, wow, that's not what my religion practices. I completely get it. And that's cool. I'm just saying, have an open mind, because for example, with Christianity, there was a lot of, I mean, were we talking about old time Christians that had ancestor altars in their home because they would still honor and reverence their ancestors. That doesn't mean they're practicing anything different than Christianity, but they knew stemming from their tradition that honoring their ancestors was important. And it doesn't matter what race or ethnicity you are, you can still honor your ancestors. If you look into the Eastern world, you see a lot of Asian cultures, Indian cultures, as well as African cultures. They have something in their store. Go to your nail shop, go to your Chinese food shop, and tell me you don't see some incense, a Buddha, some food, and a candle. That is an ancestor altar right in the Chinese store, in the nail shop, somewhere. In a place of business, you'll see people have their ancestor altar because that they know that they want their ancestors to protect their business, to protect them where they're at that moment. For me, I have mine in my home because I'm at home and I feel more comfortable speaking with my ancestors at home, but I know that they have an energy within this house and are protecting me. So my thing is, no matter what religion or spiritual path that you find yourself on, and you found yourself on that path for a reason, so that is fine. No matter what path you are on or what path you decide to go on or transform to, I think that as women, it is important that we honor our legacy. I think that it's important that you honor your legacy by honoring your ancestors, by honoring spirit guides, by honoring your angels, so to say. Because when you honor that legacy, then you know when you move forth in life into the non-physical realm, when you transition, that you know and can carry on to the next generation, hey, honor my legacy. You are a part of something. You weren't just coming onto this earth just to be here and then die and then that's it. You're actually coming from people on and on and on. So what is it that you are bringing forth to this realm, to this earth? And when you're able to look back and honor your ancestors, and they feel loved and they feel acknowledged, they're going to be able to energetically help you more. The more that you acknowledge them, the more that you spend time with them, the more that you put your love into them, the more that they're going to know, hey, it is okay to help in this in my family's life, in this living person's life. I can do this. I can send her a sign. When she needs my help, I can help her. And so I think it's always good, just as a woman, your spiritual protection is super important. I believe in spiritual protection because, like I mentioned, there's so much in the unseen world that is here. And so, you know, you have a lot of people that don't necessarily have good intentions. And so it's good to have your spiritual protection. It's good to have your army around you and to be tapped into that army. And so I think as a selfish babe, that it's good to just have your army with you, your unseen army, to believe it so you can see it. So it's like, dang, I really want to, you know, really want to connect with my ancestors and stuff. Well, then, girl, close your eyes. sit in some meditation for 5 minutes and imagine an army of just elders surrounding you, people that were of good character surrounding you, holding you up. Sometimes I make sure my army in my head, they got machetes because they're protecting me. But you want to like imagine that, because the more that you imagine that, the more that you're going to be able to believe that. And I believe the more that you're able to believe that, the more that you can really walk into yourself, your sense of purpose and your sense of legacy, and really kind of connect more with what your purpose is, and connect more with like, you're here for a purpose, you're here for a legacy. So what is it? I know that I have a responsibility. Am I doing my responsibility? You know what I'm trying to say? And if you're like super confused on what that purpose is, on what that legacy is, ask your ancestors for help. Hey, I really need some help figuring out my purpose. Can you guys send me some signs? I'm asking for some signs to be sent. Thank you in advance for sending me some signs. You know, you want to be thankful in your prayer, because you know that's already done. But let me read this comment. Crystal says, wow, I would have never guessed that as much as I go to those places. Yeah, when I was talking about the businesses, look for the Buddha, look for the incense, look for the food. You will see that they honor their ancestors in those places of business. And so it's not weird. It's just like people in Eastern, usually in Eastern religions, they just know that. It's just part of their religion. But I feel like in the Western world, we've kind of gravitated away from that. Or a lot of times it has been demonized. And because it has been demonized, people don't want to talk about it in the Western world. But they still practice it because they understand, they know the importance. And I really want you, selfish babes, to know the importance of your legacy, to know the importance of your ancestors. And when I tell you, I love my ancestors so much, and you're like, whoa, how can you love some people you may have never met? It's because their blood is in my veins. Like, it's just a simple fact that knowing that you came from other people and you are here to carry on that legacy, like, their blood runs through your veins. Like, how can you, for me, it's like, how can you not honor them? How can you not remember them? How can you not want to connect with them? How can you not want to have a conversation with some people in your family to figure out how certain family members were that you may have never met? I think it's just only right that we do that. And so when you do that, as a woman, you will have more of your sense of purpose. You will have more of your sense of legacy. You will not feel so alone. And you will really, really be able to tap into your spiritual power that I believe a lot of us have. And really, really, really tap into that manifestation power. And really be spiritually protected. You have to be spiritually protected out in this world. You know, so like I mentioned, there are people out there that do not have good intentions. And when you are spiritually protected, boy, life just works out for you. So I just want to say thank you, selfish babes, for watching this selfish talk. If you guys have any questions, if things were not clear, please comment them below. I will definitely make sure that I answer them. And if you want like more details on stuff, I can try to make another video as well. I know in the future, I do want to create a course showing you how to make an ancestor altar and just really getting more tapped into that spiritual part of you as a woman. I just think as women, it's so important that we really get tapped into that. So yeah, I love y'all. If you guys want to see that nightly prayer, it's in the freebie library. So it's in the link below this comment, but it's in the freebie library. In the nightly prayer, I mentioned ancestors. So you can start saying that prayer so you can start getting more connected with your ancestors as well. And you can also save it as your phone screensaver so you never, never forget it. And no problem, Crystal. Thank you for tuning in and commenting. I really appreciate your energy. And thank you all the other selfish babes on right now. And thank you to the selfish babes that's gonna rewatch this. I love you guys. I hope you guys have an amazing day. I think I'm gonna come on Wednesday right before Thanksgiving, and then I'm gonna get ready for our challenge next week, because we're gonna have a 5-day challenge next week. But thank you, ladies. I love you guys. If you have any questions, just comment them below. Mwah. Have a great, great, great night.
Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy, and to shop our apparel. You can follow at Selfish Babes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at Eleni Gay Elsie. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.